Hello, and welcome to the Goddess Life podcast, a podcast to help you bring more spirituality and magic into your life in a practical way, whether this is in your personal life or in your sacred business life. I am your host, Charisse Williams, a sacred business coach and spiritual guide, and I'm so excited to welcome you to this episode today. Before we get into it, if you could please subscribe to this podcast, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And if you are listening on iTunes, if you could please leave a review, I, again, would greatly appreciate it. You can find more of me and connect with me elsewhere on Instagram at Charisse Healing Moon. And then you can also find me on the website, healingmoonlumina.com. I'm also on Facebook, Charisse Williams Healing Moon Lumina. And yeah, so reach out to me. I love connecting with you guys. Send me a message. Comment on something, slide into those DMs. I don't know what I was about to say there. Anyway, in this episode, we're going to be talking all about kind of New Year's resolutions, the good and the bad, and kind of why New Year's resolutions tend to fail, and how you can make sure that your New Year's resolution doesn't fail, and how it can be fun, and how you can actually accomplish your goals and what you set out to accomplish. So we will be getting into that in just a moment. Hello, beautiful angels of mine. All right. It is almost the end of the year, which is insane to me. And with the end of the year always comes talk of like resolutions and making goals and plans for the following year. So I kind of wanted to talk about that today. And these things that we're going to talk about, they can apply definitely for your plans for the end of the year and your New Year's resolutions. But these can also relate to any time of the year because it doesn't need to be New Year's Eve for us to make goals and resolutions and plans in our lives. It can be the middle of summer. It can be whenever. It doesn't matter when it is. So what we're discussing today can relate to any time of the year, but it's especially relevant at the end of the year when so many people are making resolutions and goals and all that kind of good stuff. All right, so before we get into it, well, we're going to talk about kind of some different things that you can incorporate into your life to make your goals and your resolutions go more smoothly, more fun. And because they're going more smoothly and more fun, you're more likely to stick to them and none of that guilt of not accomplishing your goals and your resolutions. So before we get into that, though, we need to kind of talk about the difference between, and I have a video on YouTube of this, of basically the difference between like wanting to do something and just having the idea of it, you know, kind of sounding like, oh, that's a good idea, but really not wanting to do it. So before you make any sort of goal or resolution or plans, you have to make sure it's something that you actually really, truly want. Not just that it sounds like a good idea and it sounds like something you'd want, because there's a big difference. So like a big major one, goal that people have, especially during New Year's, is like weight loss. They want to lose some weight in the new year, or they want to be more active and more physically fit in the new year, or they want to eat healthier in the new year. So let's look at that. Maybe that's one of your goals. If it is, that's great. But here's where you need to really look at your thoughts and look at your feelings in kind of a non-judgmental way, as kind of like an outside person looking in without all the emotions attached to it. Because while it may sound like a good idea to lose some weight or to eat a little healthier or to go to the gym a few more times during the week, while that may sound like a good idea, you need to really take a moment and check in with yourself. Is this something you really truly want? Like, are you really willing to put in the work and the time and the effort? And is this something you truly, truly desire with all of your being? And a lot of the time when we analyze our goals that way, we realize like, no, this isn't something I really want. Is it a good idea? Does it sound good? Yeah. If somebody could wave a magic wand and make it happen, would I take it? Yeah. But am I really willing to like put in the work? Do I really, really, truly want this on like a soul level? And if the answer is no, then don't make that your goal. So if your goal is to lose weight, think about it. And I know for me, like, I always say, like, oh, yeah, I'd love to lose a few pounds. But then when I think about it and I'm like, yeah, the idea of losing a few pounds sounds great. And if I did have my fairy godmother, I'd have her wave her wand and have me lose a few pounds. But am I really willing to, like, put in the work? Not really, you know? And that's where we have to be honest with ourselves. And I think that's why goals and resolutions sometimes really have a history of just not working out, is because we're not willing to be real with ourselves when we first set those goals. Or maybe one of your goals is to save, you know, a little extra money each week. That may sound like a really great idea and something that, yeah, you would kind of like to do. But when you really think about it, you're like, well, I like buying my Starbucks every day. I don't want to have to give up Starbucks in order to save a little money every week. You know, we have to be honest with ourselves. And it's perfectly okay. It's totally all right to have an idea and to think something sounds good, but not really want to, like, put in the effort to achieve it. That's okay. It's being honest with ourselves and it's being real. And that is what is important. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't, like, push ourselves every now and then, because we totally should, especially, like, I don't know, like, for me, like, health wise, I probably should lose a few pounds. I probably should push myself to lose a few pounds. But that's something I can work on, but I'm not going to make it like my New Year's resolution, my main goal, because if you make goals of things that your heart and your soul and your whole being, your mind, body, spirit is not 100% behind that goal or resolution, you're basically already setting yourself up for failure. And then you feel bad for not completing that goal that you didn't really want to do in the first place. You get what I'm saying? So step number one with making any sort of goals or resolution is to make sure your mind, body, spirit is 100% in alignment, all for that goal and that resolution. Because goals and resolutions should be fun. It should get you excited. You should want to go for it. I'm not saying it's always going to be easy, especially if your goal is, like, to lose weight. We're just going to keep sticking with that example, I guess, because it is pretty much, like, one of the most main common goals and resolutions that people have. So say you're like, okay, I want to lose 15 pounds in the new year. In your mind, body, spirit, you check in, everything feels good. You don't feel icky or sticky or, like, reserved about that goal. Like, every ounce of you is like, yes, let's do this. I don't care what it takes. I'm so excited to lose these 15 pounds. I cannot wait. Then make that your goal, make that your resolution, and then make little steps to achieve that goal. And again, it's not necessarily that it's going to be easy. It's probably going to be difficult, especially, you know, if you're trying to lose 15 pounds, you're probably going to have to, like, remove certain foods from your diet. You're going to have to be a little more, active. And so all of those are lifestyle changes. All of those things can take some time and they may not necessarily be easy, but even though they're difficult and they may not be easy, you're still excited about it. You see what I mean? Like, you're still excited and you're still wanting to achieve that goal. You're still seeing that end line. You're still seeing that result. And you're like, yes, I can push through these difficulties. I can do it. I can do it. I can achieve this goal. Whereas if you set the goal to lose 15 pounds, but you kind of were like, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. It's something I want to do. I'd like to lose 15 pounds, but you're not, like, really all in it. The moment it starts to get difficult, you're going to be like, I'm going to eat this extra piece of cake because I want it and I don't care. It's like the moment it gets hard, you'll give up and you'll quit. And then you'll be like, God, I'm such a failure. I can't believe I quit. It's only February and I've already quit this diet and blah, blah, blah. You know, then we beat ourselves up and then we feel guilty and we feel bad. And so that's no good. So just be real with yourself. And it's not always easy, you know, to tell yourself that, okay, the idea of losing 15 pounds or the idea of, you know, being more social or the idea of whatever your goal is sounds better than actually doing it. That's not easy to admit, but it's a lot easier to admit and just kind of, like, stop it in the beginning than to try to lie to yourself and then make yourself feel guilty and beat yourself up when you don't continue that goal or that resolution. So whatever your goal, your resolution is, whether it's to launch that new business you've been wanting to launch, start the new Etsy shop you've wanted to start, whether it's to, you know, run a marathon in the new year, whether it's to start a new hobby, start art, learn a new dance, whatever it is, you know, make your house more organized, whatever it is that you're wanting to accomplish, just make sure, take a moment, sit with yourself. Close your eyes, really do some breathing through it. try to envision yourself and what it will take to accomplish that goal. How does that feel inside of you? And if you feel any sort of like hesitation or reservations about it, that could be a sign that like maybe you're not 100% all in for it. You should be excited, like beyond excited. When you think of a goal or a resolution or something you want to do or accomplish, it should make you so freaking excited. Like you should feel those butterflies in your stomach or your heart start beating faster. Or you get like the little smiles and the giggles. Like it should make you feel good when you make a goal or a resolution, not something that like you feel you have to do or, oh, you know, my house is very cluttered. I feel like I should clean my house. I guess I'll make that a resolution for the next year. No, like you're already, your heart is not in it. You're already setting yourself up for failure. So that is like the number one biggest thing for setting goals and resolutions, no matter what time of year you're doing this, make sure you are 110% behind it and you're excited about it. Because when it gets tough or it gets difficult, that's the excitement is what's going to help push you through the difficult times to achieve that goal and that resolution. So once we have our goal and our resolution and we have figured out, okay, I'm so excited about this goal, I cannot wait. If it's a bigger goal, break it down into smaller goals. So say your goal is to save an extra $10,000 this year. What are you going to do to save that $10,000? You're going to, and again, all of this really comes down to like, you need to analyze yourself and you need to be real with yourself, your actions, your thoughts, your feelings, how you do things, how you're not doing things. So say your goal is to save $10,000 or $5,000 by the end of the year, whatever, to have $10,000 extra dollars in your bank account by the end of the year. What are you going to do to get there? Are you going to look at your spending habits and maybe cut back on the Starbucks every day or, you know, going to the movies once a month? Like, are you going to cut back on your spending? Are you going to invest the money? Like, what are you going to do? Break it down. How much money do you feel you need to save each month in order to add up to that $5,000 or $10,000 by the end of the year? And so really break it down and make it into small actionable steps. Because if we just look at the end result, it's really hard sometimes to get from point A to point B and to like see the end result. Because there's a whole lot of action happening in between point A and point B. There's hills and there's caves and there's bumps and there's detours and all kinds of stuff to get through to get from point A to point B. So if you make little actionable steps, that's more encouraging. So it's like, oh, hey, I achieved step one. So let's use the saving an extra chunk of money by the end of the year. And you've broken it down. Say you've figured out, okay, I'm not good at math. And so I'm just pulling these numbers out of the air. Say you figured out I need to save an extra $200 a month in order to have, you know, X amount by the end of the year. That can be your monthly goal, an extra $200 a month. So each month you have that extra $200 in your bank account. That's a win. Honor that. Celebrate it. Be excited about it. Be proud about it. And then the next month, you be excited about it. Be proud about it. Look back at the other months that you've saved the $200. If you happen to not reach your goal, your little goal, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up. That's also a good time to reevaluate. So if you have your main goal and then you've broken it down into little goals, and you've been achieving your little goals here and there, and you're taking the time to honor it and celebrate it, because that's important. Celebrate your achievements, big and small. But maybe you don't hit one of your little goals in the time frame that you wanted to hit it. Don't beat yourself up. Take this time to either, one, to reevaluate, okay, look at the progress I've made, and is this still a goal that I want to achieve? And if it is, then okay, then keep going. Tomorrow is a new day. Next week is a new week. Next month is a new month. You can keep going. You don't have to give up or give up on the progress that you've made just because you didn't hit the goal that you wanted to hit when you wanted to hit it. But maybe you realize, you know, you've been working towards this goal, and then maybe you realize, you know what, this isn't something that I'm as excited about, or this isn't something that I thought that I really wanted. It's okay to be like, you know what, I'm going to veer off course. I'm going to maybe go in a different direction, or I'm just going to kind of leave this where it is and just, you know, enjoy the experience that I've had and the progress that I've had, but not continue. Because it's okay. We change our minds. Things change. And, you know, 6 months before, we may have been really excited about something, but then as we learn and we grow and we experience things, maybe your mind changed, maybe your heart changed, and the original goal isn't necessarily what you still want to continue with. I do want to mention with that, though, don't let just the difficulties make you be like, nope, this goal isn't for me. This is, again, where you really need to like talk to yourself and figure out where you are standing and where your mind and your heart and your spirit is. And talk to yourself, you know, okay, am I wanting to quit this goal because it's gotten hard, but I can see that end result and there's something inside of me that's still excited about that end result, then push through, keep going. Or maybe you're like, all right, am I wanting to quit? Not just because it's gotten difficult, but because this is just not in alignment with me anymore. It's okay to quit that. But make sure that if you do decide to quit a goal or a resolution, it's because you truly fell out of alignment with that goal or that resolution. And it's not because you're just giving up because it got difficult. Remember, if you're trying to give up because it got difficult, think back to why you started that goal and that resolution in the first place and think to that end result and that excitement that you originally had. And that will help push you through those difficult times. So some other things that can kind of help you with, maybe you don't want to set like an actual goal or resolution. Maybe you're like, I don't have like an end result so much, you know, I don't want to lose 15 pounds. I don't want to save X amount of money. That's okay. You can do the word of the year. This is a really popular thing. You've probably seen it a lot online, especially on Instagram. It seems to be pretty big. The word of the year. And this is, you can have more than one word of the year as well. But this is where you pick like one or two words to kind of encompass how you want your next year to look. And this should be easy for you. It should be something that kind of comes up a little effortlessly. Like you shouldn't have to force your word of the year. Maybe it comes up for you in meditation, or maybe when you're talking about the following year, it's a word that keeps coming up for you. That's how I came about my word for 2018. I actually don't really usually pick words of the year, only because it's always felt kind of forced for me. So I never wanted to force choose a word. But every time I talked about 2018, the word magic kept coming up. I'm like, 2018 is going to be magic. It's going to be magical in 2018. And I was like, holy crap, that's my word of the year is magic. So you choose your word of the year. Maybe your word of the year is patience or persistence or kindness or boundaries. It can be any word you want, but basically this word is a word that you will keep in your mind for the following year. And it's how you want to feel and kind of everything you want to encompass and accomplish for the following year. So for me, magic is my word for 2018. So basically all of the choices I make and the decisions I make and the things I do will go back to feeling magical. So it's sort of one of those, okay, is this decision going to make me feel magical? Is this decision going to bring more magic into my life? Yes. Okay. I'm going for that. I'm going for that goal. I'm going for that destination. I'm going down that path because it's going to bring me more magic into my life. Maybe your word is boundaries. So you will keep that in mind for how you approach things in the following year. So, okay, me saying yes to this event or this person, how is that affecting my boundaries? Is this a good boundary? Is this a bad boundary? If it's a bad boundary, tell the person no. If it's a good boundary, say yes. So whatever your word of the year is or words of the year, you just kind of keep that in mind for how you move forward for the year. So the decisions you make and the actions you take or don't take will relate to your word of the year. So that's a really kind of fun way to kind of make some resolutions without having like specific resolutions, because you know that you're wanting to have more of whatever that word is in your life. So you're going to be doing things and taking more actions to have more of that word in your life. So if your word is patience, you're going to kind of remember that in your mind and do things to help facilitate more patience into your life. So maybe you're going to do more meditation to make yourself feel more patient. Let's see. I think that's all I wanted to say about the words of the year. If you are choosing a word of the year, let me know. Hit me up on social media, Charisse Healing Moon on Instagram. Let me know your word of the year. And then kind of going with the word of the year and going with the word of the year is just more of how you want to feel, which this really does relate to the word of the year. So in 2018, how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel more at peace? Do you want to feel more freedom? Do you want to feel more love? Do you want to feel more stability? Whatever it is that you're wanting to feel in 2018 or whenever, because remember, we don't have to wait until the end of the year to set these goals. think of just how you're wanting to feel and then relate that into everything you do for the next year. Every decision you make, everything you do or do not do, have it relate to that feeling. So if you're wanting to feel more stable, decisions you make, is this going to make me feel more stable in my life? Yes, then I'm going to go for it. No, I'm not going to go for it then. And these are great ways because you can also have just like goal. They're, it's like instant goals or instant resolutions. And that's really it. I mean, goals, honestly, at the root of it, they should make you feel good. Your goals and your resolutions should make you feel good, and they should make you feel excited, and they should make you feel hopeful. If your goals and resolutions don't make you feel good, they don't make you feel excited, and they don't make you feel hopeful, then it's probably not a good goal or resolution for you to have, and you should maybe take a step back and really kind of assess where you're feeling on that goal or that resolution. So fun, excited, hopeful resolutions that you are 155,000% behind. Your mind, body, spirit are all in alignment with these goals and resolutions. And then break your goals and resolutions down into little steps. Or just pick a word of the year and base all of your decisions and actions around that word of the year. So I hope that this helps and this was fun. Let me know if you do have any goals, resolutions for the year. I actually haven't really set out to have specific goals for myself for 2018 yet. I do personally, I'm somebody that loves lists. So I usually do always have some sort of like goals, resolutions. Oh, another thing, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you are wanting to like fix in your life. A goal or resolution could be like, I want to go to New York City in 2018. I want to experience this. I want to go do this. It doesn't have to be things that you're trying to like better with yourself in your life. It could just be fun, exciting things that you're wanting to like accomplish or experience. So I usually do kind of like to have that kind of list. I usually just put about 5 to 10 things of either places I want to go or things I want to do. And then I also usually have some things that I want to accomplish, like some business goals and some personal goals. So I haven't had that yet, but I'll post them on social media, Charisse Healing Moon on Instagram, probably on Facebook, and in our Healing Moon Sacred Space group on Facebook as well. I'll probably post those. I do have my word of the year, which is magic, like I said, and I'm very excited about it because 2018 does feel freaking magical and I can't wait. All right. I will talk to all of you later. Don't forget to subscribe. If you're listening to this over on the podcast, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. If you're listening on iTunes, please leave a review. It would mean the world to me. If you're watching this here on YouTube, hello. Please subscribe, hit that thumbs up button, and I will talk to all of you beautiful souls later. Peace and love, everybody. Bye.